Здравствуйте. Урок 23. 23 урок. Я читаю the introductory part, введение, on page 360, the sixth edition. Please follow me. Жан Француз. Французский язык, его родной язык. Жан is a Frenchman. The French language is his native language. Okay, so this lesson is primarily on names of nations. Next sentence. Лариса говорит по телефону с Вадимом. Лариса talks on the phone with Вадим. С Вадимом is the instrumental form of Вадим. So this lesson is also about the instrumental case of nouns. We did the pronouns in 22, now we're going to learn the instrumental of pronouns. Хорошо, the last sentence. Адрес лучше написать не карандашом, а ручкой. It's better to write the address not by a pencil, but by a pen. And this is one of the usages of the instrumental case. The instrumental here expresses the instrument, actually. By, to do something, by something. But notice, it's very important, in Russian, this expression is without any prepositions. Just the instrumental case. No prepositions. Okay. And now let us read the phonetical exercise concerning the soft Russian sound ch. Just repeat after me, please. Москвичи. Читаю. Чистить. Учить. Чей. Зачем. Учебный. Человек. Очень. 4. Чай. Час. Часто. Чашка. Ученый. Черный. Учу. Чувствую. Ночь. Врач. Дочь. Спички. Почти. Вчера. Мальчик. Кончить. Больничный. Девочка. Черный. Теплый. Хорошо. Please make sure that you know the Russian meaning of all of these words. I'm sorry, in English, you can translate them into English. Хорошо, and now I'm going to read this list of nationalities, words. Again, just follow me, please. And notice, at first I will read the above here. Jean Francois, французский язык, его родной язык. And then in the box we have questions. Кто он по национальности? What is his nationality? Кто она по национальности? Who is she by nationality? What is her nationality? И кто они по национальности? What is their nationality? Хорошо. And in this bigger left part of this box, the left column, contains the words of nations as nouns. In the first column we have males, females, and then the plural. Американец. Male American, Американка, female American and Американцы, plural Americans. Хорошо. In the next column, in the middle, какой? Question, какой is applied by this, to these words? Clearly, they are adjectives. Adjectives, like in the expressions, expression like the English language or the Russian language. And finally, on the right, the column of как. And как was as adverbial question word. So here in this column we have adverbs. So let us read them, because it's a matter of pronunciation also. Американец, американка, американцы, американский, like американская музыка, or американское кино, and по-американски. For instance, это по-американски. This is like Americans, real Americans do, right? Хорошо. Next, англичанин, англичанка, англичане. Notice, this is somewhat different formation. A suffix in, англичанин, okay, and in the plural, не, англичане. So, it appears that the stem here is англичан. But the, like an American, 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 but the male form takes in. In unit, in element. This is of course also a part of the stem, right? Хорошо, английский, по-английски. Next, армянин, армянка, армяне, Armenians, Armenians entered, and the country Armenia entered, used to be in the Soviet Union. Армянский. Like армянский коньяк, Armenian brandy, one of the best in the world. Говорить по-армянски. Хорошо. Next, испанец. Like американец. Испанка. Испанцы. That means Spaniards. So, in other words, those who live in Spain. Испанский. Испанский язык. И говорить по-испански. Next. Украинец. Украинка. Украинцы. Ukrainians. Украинский язык. По-украински. Говорить по-украински. Эстонец. Эстонка. Эстонцы. Estonians. Small people in the Baltics, and now independent country, Estonia. Эстонский язык. По-эстонски. француженка, французы, Frenchman. Французский язык. Говорить по-французски. Русский, русская, русские. Russians. Русский язык. Говорить по-русски. And the last, татарин, татарка, татары. Close, this formation is close to англичанин, да, татарин, англичанин, татарка, англичанка, but татары, англичане. Хорошо. You can read the explanation of this formation in grammar point 23.1. Хорошо. On next page 361, с кем вы говорите по телефону? С Антоном. Who are you talking on the phone with? With Anton. And then we have this list of instrumental forms. С кем? That's the question. With whom? С братом. Со строителем. These are two masculine endings. С сестрой. С Аней. С учительницей. Feminine endings. And с дочерью. Soft sign U, this is a feminine two instrumental. On the right, это карандаш, это ручка. Я всегда пишу письма ручкой. You notice that we do not use a preposition like in English, by pen, no. No preposition, just the instrumental case. Below the picture. Детский дом – это дом, где живут дети, если у них нет ни отца, ни матери. Детский дом – это orphanage. The orphanage is the house, the establishment, where the children live who don't have either father or mother, neither father nor mother, who have neither father nor mother, okay, to be literal. Хорошо. Next picture. Максим не видит Антона. Антон не видит Максима. Они не видят друг друга. Expression друг друга. There will be a special grammar point number 7 on this useful expression. They do not see each other. Below, Антон и Боря друзья. Они познакомились уже давно. Друг друзья. Friend, friends. Notice that the plural has the soft sign, like брат, братья, extended stem. Хорошо. Below, это паспорт. The internal ID in the Soviet Union and Russia. Это мой дедушка, я его внук. This is my grandfather and I'm his grandson. So, внук, внучка. You learn two new words about relations. Okay, and you can have a practice with this druga constructions here. Just make sure that you can, you know, how to translate them. That's also a chance to review some verbs if you don't remember them. Хорошо. And that will be it for this file. Спасибо, до свидания.